it's a coming game.
Yeah, no, it's a big one. We haven't been here for, they tell me, 33 days, so it's great to get back in the arena. And we're going to need the crowd get right behind us. The Red Army is the best in the Australia, so hopefully they support us fully. And you know, we're going through a pretty tough period at the moment with missing two guys, and we're going to need all the support we can on Friday night.
Is it important that you could almost kill off Adelaide's finals hopes?
We don't look about that. We control what we can control. You know, Adelaide's, yeah, that's up to them, what they're doing, but we certainly want to play a good brand of basketball. We've got different rotations happening, and fingers crossed Greg Heyer comes back. If he gets through practice today, he's a certain starter, so that's great positive news for us, and just at the right time we need that positive news.
And how is Ennis doing?
Yeah, had operation on Tuesday. He's in good spirits, which is good, but still laid up, and he has to work on his Xbox and NBA Y2K5, whatever it is.
Just talk us through what the surgery entails. Is it quite major?
Yeah, he ruptured his Achilles, so it's a you know, you're looking at a 9-12 months period to get back. So, you know, we'll have a great rehab for him, and goals that we'll have to make sure he doesn't blow up too much and eat too many burgers while he's unavailable to run. But, you know, we certainly want to get him back for next season.
Well, that's part of it, isn't he? Lost about 10 kilos, got to that point, and now it's kind of all...
Yeah, and the timing couldn't have been worse. You know, his role was going to expand from Matty being out, so it was unfortunate, but that's sport sometimes. And, you know, it's how we come back from these adversities really tests our character or builds our character. And Ernest is going to get tested certainly during this period.
Where's the club at with a replacement for Ernest?
Yeah, look, we're obviously trialling a few guys, so hopefully things get right with the NBL, the paperwork, and they get through practice today, and we'll be able to make some moves after that, but we can't do anything before we get the right paperwork in place.
What can you tell us about Luke Martin?
Yeah, Luke's trained with us in pre-season, so we just thought we'd bring him back for another look at him, make sure he's in good shape, and you know, hopefully he gets through the same thing practice today and we can bring him in, but our hands are tied here at the moment.
So, is he a chance for the next game?
Yeah, a good chance, yep.
What's plan A in terms of covering the injuries? Is DeAndre spending more time at the four?
Yeah, a little bit of mix. Obviously, Greg coming back is a huge bonus for us. Greg's, you know, can play in the wing and play in the post. So, you know, he's one of our best rebounders that we've been missing for 18 games. So, you know, we'll mix up and go small, and we can go same with Tommy in the five and Sean in the four. So, we got some good versatile players that can match that.
What's Greg's minutes going to be like, provided he gets through it?
Hopefully, well, we actually joked about it yesterday. Said if he's rebounding the ball, he's going to stay out there. So, look, we'll try to build him up. We know that his fitness level is, you know, getting there. It's not A class where it should be for later in the season, but he's going to certainly provide that spark off the bench and give us 2-3 minutes. And if he can stay on the court longer with that intensity, he'll play longer, but he'll probably come in bursts of 2 or 3 minutes.
And I know say it's one game at a time, but have you stressed the importance of winning these next two at home, given your next couple of weeks?
We're just looking right on Friday night. We haven't been home for 33 days, so we're excited to get back to the arena. We've been playing in hostile crowds, you know, throughout all over Australia, and it's going to be great to get back home with the Red Army behind us, and like I said, we're going to need their support Friday night.
And Adelaide have been knocking off a fair few big scalps on the road. Frightening proposition?
Yeah, look, we played them last year in the grand final. They're a quality team. You know, they started the season pretty poor, and they're playing well right now. So we got a healthy respect for them and know what they're capable of, and it should be a good contest.
Over the 33 days, have you trained at the arena at all?
No. Tomorrow.
Just on Ernest, will he be staying here in Perth for that 9 to 12 months, or are there plans for him to go home?
Yeah, probably that's kind of a... we'd like for him to go back home so his family, they can take care of him for a while and get the rehab. Normally we go back over recruiting over there, and one of our assistant coaches are back over there. So we'd like for him to go back home and the rehab, and we'll be in constant touch with him.